Hello, this is Fabian Christensen from Posset's Perfume, and I want to take you on one rather strange little side trip with the idea of poison ivy sap. Poison ivy sap, as I said last time, serves as a lacquer in several different very expensive Japanese products. Believe it or not, poison ivy sap will dry and it won't cause any harm to you for the most part, but there was a practice way long ago of some Buddhist monks who were very austere people, and they practiced something called Soko Shinbutsu, which was trying to figure out how to mummify yourself. And they did it. Some of them actually managed to mummify themselves. The reason that they wanted to do it was to be like guardians of their world, and they felt that if they could preserve their bodies, that this would help them be more of a powerful guardian in the next generations. And so they would starve themselves. For the 3 years, they ate nothing but nuts and berries, and for the next 3 years, they really had an austere diet of tree bark and things that have very little nutrition to them, and they were down to skin and bones. Then they would finally crawl into their tomb and drink a concoction which had a large part of poison ivy sap in it. And this was, they thought, going to preserve them from the inside out. They would continue to drink this, and I can't imagine what it must have felt like to do it. But they soldiered on uncomplainingly, drinking this, and it's very poisonous. And finally, they would indicate to the other monks in their monastery that they were still alive by ringing a little bell, and then the day that the bell stopped ringing, the monks would put the lid on the tomb and assume that the monk had finally accomplished their suicide. And many years later, they would open up the tomb and see if the mummification process had worked. Now, in many cases, it had not. However, there are about 26 really famous mummies in Japan which still exist and can be seen by the general public. One of them is even wearing a pair of sunglasses. He didn't die with sunglasses on. I think they put them on afterwards as a sign of respect, really. The eyeballs weren't preserved perfectly. But it's such a strange story about this poison ivy sap. I thought I would like to tell it to you simply because it has such a big surprise factor. So, on that note, I think I will continue with my other studies and work and leave you to contemplate that. If you would like to go someplace which is 100% pleasant with no poison ivy sap whatsoever, please do visit www.possets.com. I have a very fine line of perfumes that are up, guaranteed not to cause poison ivy reaction any level whatsoever. www.possets.com. Stay tuned for more podcasts from Posset's, though, upon a variety of different subjects, each one guaranteed to be fascinating. And this is Fabian Christensen from Posset's. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.